Dr. Thierry Guindon. I'm recently working with Family Eye Care here in Timmins. I moved to Timmins in December, but I've been working as an optometrist in Hearst for the last 23 years.
Oh, wonderful, because I'm going to be using this story up in Cap'n Hearst, too. Good stuff. So tell me, a solar eclipse, what are the hazards of looking at it?
Well, anytime you look at the sun, you can cause a burn on your retina. But typically, on a normal day, you won't look at the sun because it's too bright and it's going to hurt your eyes before it can actually cause damage. So what happens with an eclipse, because the light is greatly reduced, people will have the ability to kind of look at it without noticing that it's damaging their eyes because they can tolerate the brightness, but it's still very damage prone to the retina. So that's why when we have an eclipse, they always say, don't look at the eclipse, you're going to burn your eyes. It doesn't burn more than looking at the sun on a regular day, except you can tolerate looking at it, which is definitely not good.
So is there any safe way to look at it?
Well, there are a lot of glasses that are designed for looking at eclipses. So if you go on the website, on a lot of websites from the government, like they have approved glasses, like the ISO approval number for a lot of them. So if you choose a supplier that supplies those ISO requirement glasses, then that's fine. You can use those.
But good luck trying to get them in time for Monday.
In time for Monday is a little bit short notice now, yeah.
Yeah. What about some of these homemade contraptions that we're seeing people make with shoe boxes and whatever else? Are they effective?
Yes, they're very good because they provide indirect visualization of the eclipse. So any indirect looking at it, so those shoe boxes or through a pinhole, you look at the image of the sun through that pinhole. So you're not looking at it directly, so it doesn't burn the eyes. So that's fine. It's only if you want to look up at the sky looking at it directly, that's when you need those very specific filtered eclipse glasses.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this? Any precautions or anything heading into the eclipse on Monday?
Well, precautions. I know in the area of Timmins here, we will have about 85% coverage. We won't have a total eclipse as in the area of like Welland and Southern Ontario. They will have a total eclipse with the corona. And that's what is very talked about, is that corona, that ring of light around the moon, which is actually in front of the sun. That's what's so spectacular about the eclipse. We are going to get about a big crescent of sun. So it's still going to be not too dark outside. It's still going to be quite bright or quite light out. But still, never look at the sun directly. That's about it. It's all about being safe, and the best way to look at it is indirectly. If you don't have any glasses, never use regular sunglasses. That will be very bad for your eyes. And even welder's glasses are not recommended. Apparently, only the darkest shade, I think it's 14 for the welders, might be tolerated, but it's not approved. So I wouldn't do it with my own eyes. So if you don't have the eclipse approved filtered glasses, I wouldn't look at it at all.